Hi everybody. So I was tagged to do a Penny's New Year, New You questionnaire by Fairly Average Joe, and I have been sick lately. I have had the flu for the past week or so, so I haven't been able to record anything, and I miss it, and so I thought I would do this as an audio response, even though I'm really pretty sure everybody's tired of listening to these questionnaire responses by now. I'm like the 30th person to do one. But I wanted to try, and I promise I will edit out all of my coughing. Okay. So question one, what are your opinion on New Year's resolutions? Do you believe in them? If you do, what are your resolutions for this year? So I used to do New Year's resolutions, but I would always forget about them by like February. So now I just make the same resolution every year. And so my resolution for 2017 is to be more patient. I am not the most patient person. And this is something that I work on every day of every year of my life. So that is once again my New Year's resolution. Okay, question two, what was the best thing to happen to you in 2016, both in real life and on GWA? So in real life, I would say that the best thing to happen to me is that I got a new job. I was really, really miserable at my old job. Well, actually, that's not true. I loved my old job, like loved everything about it except for one person. And that one person just completely ruined it for me and made every day awful. So I finally had enough after a couple years working there, and I went out and found something new. And now I never have to see that person. So it's perfect. Okay, so that's my real life best thing. On GWA, I would say that the best thing that happened to me is that I found GWA. So I have been on Reddit for a couple years now, but I knew that GWA was a thing that existed, but I never let myself click in here because I figured if I did, I would never ever resurface ever again. So around August of this year, or last year, I guess, August 2016, I finally clicked over and clicked in, and I have not been able to come back out yet, but it's worth it. It's so much fun. So that would be the best thing to happen to me on GWA, is just finding it in the first place. Okay, question three. The last text you sent will shape your upcoming year. What does that text say? So I looked it up before I started recording, and the last text I sent says, I want to suck your cock tonight. It has been far too long. Which is just fucking perfect. So I hope that that shapes my upcoming year. I enjoy doing that. Okay, question four. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? I feel like if you know me, then you know my answer. My answer is that I would prefer to give more GWA-related orgasms. question five, what was your biggest UWA challenge for 2016? So I had to think about this one a little bit. I'm one of those weird people that actually finds recording audios really easy. Like, I love doing it, and it comes really natural to me, but I would say that my biggest challenge is, or has been, just getting the courage to post my poetry. So I don't know, it's just a really, like, incredibly personal thing to do. And every time I post something, I freak out and run away from the computer for a while and figure that everyone's going to hate it. And it's this big emotional turmoil thing every single time I post a poem. So I guess that's my biggest GWA challenge. I also posted like a rape script a couple months ago that I was pretty nervous about posting, and that's because it's pretty much like a recurring fantasy of mine, and I was nervous for people to judge it, but people judged it positively, so that was a good experience for me, but it's still really nerve-wracking to post poetry every single time, so I pick that. Okay, question six. Pick three words that describe your 2016. And I thought about this too, and I would say three words for 2016 are tumultuous, sexy, and motivating. And then the three words that I want to describe my 2017 are sexy, creative, and fun. I just want it to be fun. Okay, question seven. 2017 has just begun. Done anything you are proud of or regret yet this year? So, no, neither. I've pretty much been sick almost the entire time, so I have done little else but sit in bed and frantically check work email from home because I'm missing stuff, but I can't go into the office. So no, I have not done anything that I'm either proud of or that I regret this year. I've done nothing. Okay, eight. You can trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year. Who do you pick and why? So my answer to this is that I would pick literally fucking anybody at all to trade places with in March, just about. I think March has been trying to kill me for a couple years running now. I feel like the month of March hates me. So, but I feel like you want me to pick someone specific. So I thought about it. And I would pick, I don't really watch TV very much. Like, I mean, I watch certain shows, but I kind of binge watch them. I don't just like turn on the TV and watch it. But I would pick whatever Travel Channel star is currently getting paid to travel around Europe and like review all the nice hotels and restaurants and stuff. I would like to do that for a month. Question nine, what was your biggest personal change from January to December of 2016? So I feel like this is a repeat answer, but it's the truth. I would say that my biggest personal change is just finding GWA. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, like, to the outside person, I think maybe it sounds silly, but hopefully you guys understand. But it just kind of, like, it's had a big impact on my life, right? So it has become my biggest hobby, replacing all other silly hobbies. I don't really play any video games anymore or anything like that. I'd rather be on here chatting with you lovely people. GWA has definitely upped my dirty talk game, which is lots of fun. I've met some really awesome new people, and I think one of the biggest things is that just realizing that there are other people out there who like the same kinky things that I do, you know? When your partner doesn't share your kinks with you, you can kind of start feeling like you're the only one in the world who likes that thing. But clearly I'm not the only one who likes the things that I like. So that's been a very validating and fun experience. Okay. I'm almost done and I haven't had a coughing fit yet. I'm very excited. Okay, question 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio that they really want to hear in GWA. What am I hoping to hear in 2017? Be specific. Okay. So I was trying to think about, you know, most of the things that I like are things that people tend to post a lot of. So I didn't want to just say like, oh, I want to hear more rape audios or something like that, because people post that a lot and I don't need to be greedy, but if I could pick one thing that I would really love to hear, and you're going to laugh at me, I would like to hear a Hannibal Lecter rape audio, specifically from somebody who can do like a decent Anthony Hopkins impression. That would be fucking amazing. So if you know anybody who can do that impression, I guess let them know. Okay. I'm gonna go now. Sorry you had to listen to my sick voice. Hopefully I'll be back to posting audio soon. And in the meantime, thanks for keeping me company backstage. I've been back here a lot, and it's been fun chatting with you all as I lay here on the couch. So, thank you. Okay, bye.